Smells like they're cooking a goddamn cat over there.
I'm gonna go find out what exactly.
Get down!
That our flag was still there.
I got my eye on the three of you guys. You pull one thing, you're out of this game. Now I run a clean game here. I have any trouble, I'll suspend you. I'm listening to a fucking song!
Are you the party that wanted the passkey?
Party? I'm more like a riot.
Small town, so we're gonna need a car that doesn't stick out. Something nobody's gonna recognize right away. Buick, Chevy. Light color so I can paint it. Like an 8, we're gonna need the speed.
Sounds just like the one Nick wrecked.
Yeah, I know. Don't remind me. That car was perfect.
The only reason I'm going through with this is so I can kick Nick's ass after we get the money. Then I'm gonna run over him with a new car.
It's good to have a goal in life.
Y'all be downloading this podcast expecting to be entertained. Sorry? Brace your ears for the auditory horror that is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Back again for yet another episode for your listening displeasure. It is the same old, same old. You got Heather Knight from Mad and Spam, Jason Ozan from Red Rum Radio, Justin Carmichael, the average show up, and the host of the show. Here come Colin Burton from FizzlingPop.com and Derek Knight from SonofCheese.com with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Ricky, get this lame-o out of your yard.
Yeah, I do these in advance. That's an old one. Had left over from months ago. Justin Carmichael did not show up. And the
Justin
reason
the
is...
Justin the Carmichael. Is
Justin, yeah, as my mom calls him, Justin the Carmichael. The Jew Wario. In his stead, though, Ray Louie.
Hello.
Hello. He's looking for music because this is going to be a music show. It's going to be love songs. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Songs about love that make us feel like we're in love. There's all like a love thing. Are you throwing up over there?
No.
I got that somewhere. Where's the throw up? Where's the vomit? Oh, hell. So many side effects. I just can't even find it. Sucks. I'm Derek Knight from SonofCheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Hello.
My sister Heather from Mad at Spam, who brought way too much music.
Howdy.
Ray Louie, as I already mentioned, of Eating Fame.
Hello.
Now, you were going to start a food blog and a food podcast at one point.
Still am.
Okay, so you still plan on that.
There's a lot of things I still plan, like getting a job, too. But.
Well, that always helps. Yeah. And Jason Ozant, once again, from RedRumRadio.com, joined
What's
us.
Up?
So this is probably more, I mean, now, three actual disc jockeys in the room, and I count you among those. Because you do a regular show, even, you know, it's on the internet, but it's still, you know, a great show, and you know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
And I'm not saying that you don't, and I'm not saying that you don't.
You always say that I don't.
Because I don't.
But if I'm thinking if I'm going to do a music show, I want you to tag along, because, you know, you should, you know, kind of know what you're talking about, right?
I hope so.
So now I've put the pressure on, and the theme today, I decided to just have everybody bring their two favorite, and some people brought more, as Heather makes a face, like, oh, but I couldn't choose.
It's hard to choose.
It is. It's hard. You know, it's not hard if you can just, if you know what you need to do, you have to have an objective eye. You say, you know what, you're not good enough. You make the cut.
Fine.
I know.
Yeah, but she whittled it down to 8.
Yeah, of the millions of songs that have ever been recorded. Yeah, I guess I should probably say, hey, nice. Almost a good job. But the theme today is love songs and the favorite love songs. And I think that the idea behind this today is not just to play songs, but to kind of explain why you like them. You know, what's the reasoning behind your choice of the songs? And maybe you've got a personal memory attached to the songs. Who knows? But...
it's going to be so disappointed in me.
Oh, no, I don't think I will, because I always have my expectations set so very low.
But, keep him there.
Yeah, believe me, I shall. But I am going to start off, because I can, and I'm going to start off with a nice little number by the Bare Naked Ladies. Now, the Bare Naked Ladies have just a huge library of great songs, and I did a Bare Naked Ladies song on the Death Song Edition, which was a couple of weeks ago. And this song, the reason I like it so darn much, as far as like a love theme song goes, is it kind of captures that feeling of falling in love for the first time. The song is called Falling for the First Time by the Bare Naked Ladies on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
I'm so cool, too bad I'm a loser. I'm so smart, too bad I can't get anything figured out.
Good ladies on KCHZ, the Love Slag edition of Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Yeah, I love doing that pukey crap. So yeah, that's my first choice for love songs. And what'd you think? Round the room quick, Colin.
Good.
Heather. Not bad.
Yeah. Ray.
Okay.
You kept your headphones on the whole time, which I was impressed by.
Yeah.
And then you just wouldn't talk. You were doing all these hand gestures.
I was just listening.
Yeah. Jason.
Upbeat and bouncy.
Yep.
Like falling in love.
There you go. See? Not so bad. So, in the interest of fairness, we're going to move around the room now. Colin, like Heather, brought more than enough music, but that's okay because that's kind of cool.
Right.
So, why don't you, you have the floor now. Tell me what song you want played first and why.
Okay.
I should have checked to see if it had an intro.
If it had an intro?
Yeah. Should have checked, but I didn't. So, go. Ah. Heather, like a good DJ, wrote down the intro times, but Colin, of course, didn't, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, it's your turn. Go.
All right, I think we'll start with the Aquabats. Why do I like this song? I don't know. It amuses me. Things that amuse me make me happy, therefore.
This sounds like a Dr. Seuss book, man.
I don't care. I wasn't prepared for this type of thing. You just said pick three songs, or two songs. Yeah. So, Lovers of Loving Love.
Funny faces in sunny places, being in love, it feels so great. And all I need is two ingredients, my buttercup and the perfect place. Me and you, here's what we'll do, walk hand in hand into lover's land. You're the best, and I can't resist a kiss on the lips. Don't talk, just watch the world go by as we float away in slow motion. So special, it's so special. You are the girl I see. I am.
I never would have given the Aquabats a second thought looking for love songs. that really, I mean, that's kind of classic Aquabatty.
Yeah.
Bats nonsense. But why did you choose that song, per se?
I just like it. It's a upbeat song.
As I run my head into my microphone. Yeah. Does it make you feel like being in love?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, yeah, man. Let's
peel the emotional onion of Colin's mind and find out that it's rotten in the center. So, Heather, you brought way too much music.
Of course I did.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to your love song playlist that I had to make because you had too many. And tell me which one you want first and what the intro time is.
Okay, the one I'm picking first is No Matter What by Badfinger. It's a 6-second intro.
Yeah.
So, and why I like this song? This is one of the best songs ever written in my little head. It's just a great song. I mean, and it's been covered a lot, and everybody that covers it always says the same thing. It's one of the best intros, one of the best guitar riffs, one of the best songs, period.
Yeah. And we're going to pull it like, you can be like a Don Imus. You point to me when you want me to start the music.
Okay. You can start it whenever you want, because this is Badfinger, Pete Ham on lead vocals, No Matter What.
On the Love Song edition of the Son of G's Half Hour Power.
No matter what you are.
Hung Pete Ham. Oh, wait, he hung himself. Oh, I'm so sorry. Badfinger, No Matter What is the song. That was Heather's choice for love songs. But as she pointed out while that song was playing, I was remiss. I did not go around the room for an evaluation of Colin's first choice, which, of course, Lovers of Loving Love by the Aquabats. Heather, go.
I love it.
Ray.
Very nice.
Jason.
It was fun. I don't see myself slow dancing to it, but.
Not going to be your first dance at your wedding song, per
no.
se. Yeah, you a fan of the Aquabats?
I'm not too familiar with them, honestly.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. And now, you're with Jason?
I'm with Jason on that.
Okay.
About you not being familiar with them?
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of fun. Got some songs that are kind of nonsensical, but I mean, that style, that's them. I mean, you've heard one Aquabats song, you kind of know what to expect. I like Pizza Day. and because Pizza Day is the best day of the week.
Okay.
It really is a great song. Maybe we'll do just a fun song edition of the show in the future.
Yeah, maybe we should.
But Heather's Choice, a classic from Badfinger. Not a huge Badfinger fan, not like you. I mean, you are their greatest fan.
Yes.
Colin, thoughts on her choice?
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Yeah, right.
It's a great song to sing to.
Well, it's not bad at all. Yeah. Jason.
And it's a classic.
It yeah. is a classic. You're right. You can't go.
Timeless.
Timeless. Ah, wow. Wow.
Yay.
Wow. High praise.
Is this like time? From time
Jason
like 70s.
Ozant. Yes, time life. Yeah, we'll do that later. We'll do the whole scrolling title in
Time Life collection.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to sell those when I worked for Time Life Libraries as a telemarketer.
One day, right?
The Son of Cheese no. Power Hour Love Songs That's Collection. Right. That's Time right. Life.
Yeah, why don't you do the whole commercial for me right now?
No.
No, do it off the top of your head. I want to hear it.
Pressure, no.
I know, I put the pressure on, and it's over. Now we've come around to Ray. Now, do you have...
I have a song.
You have, because you and Jason
no,
duplicated.
I skipped that song.
Okay, now is this a song that I'm going to have in my
no,
library?
You will not have this
So song. How are we going to do this?
Just plug it in here.
All right, well, there's the chord.
Okay.
Oh. Hand it over, girly.
Let's,
And Ray now is going to play this straight from his 3G iPad. So, kids, a special treat as Ray DJs the show for you.
That didn't go well.
Technology in motion.
Wow. This is going to be interesting. Yeah. So this is an obscure song from Ray Louis' collection, and it's a love song. Ray, how's this song? What's the song, and how's it make
it's
you
by,
feel?
By a group called Ed Guy.
By what?
Ed Guy.
Ed Guy.
And
okay.
It's, metal.
Oh, ooh, metal.
It's metal.
Metal.
A little raunchy.
A little raunchy. That's okay, because the kids don't have the headphones on.
And you have to listen to it to see what you think.
So it's a love song from Ray Louis. This is this dedicated to anyone special?
Not really.
Okay.
It's called Lavatory Love Machine.
Lavatory Love Machine on the Love Song edition of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Hit it! Turn it up, man.
I have it up.
Crank it.
Hmm. We have a...
We have ourselves a problem.
Yes, we have a problem.
It seems that the output on the iPad is not strong enough
to register. Yes, it is very weak.
Yeah.
Here, I go try the phone.
Well, while we're waiting...
There we go.
Oh, okay.
Got it on
All
the
right.
phone, too.
So now he's this is obviously one of his personal favorites, Lavatory Love Machine. Wow, just the title alone. Jeez.
Conjures images.
I know. I'm sitting here with images in my mind.
Let's try this.
A way All to right. scrub them out.
We're going to need, like, Serve Pro. What is
a little
that?
Better. Only a little better, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's all be quiet.
Okay.
And listen to Lavatory Love Machine by Ed Guy.
My face.
Well, heck.
Oh, well. The end.
What a cute little song.
Yes.
And I guess this is kind of like a window into the soul.
Oh.
The songs you choose. And
oh,
we
is
know.
That why you were getting a phone call.
Maybe. I guess we know where Ray lies as far as on the spectrum in the Venn diagram of love. Somewhere in the laboratory.
Thank you.
Ed Guy's Laboratory Love Machine on the Love Song edition of the Sunday Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Nice abrupt ending to that song.
Okay.
And now Jason came up with a couple of classics. And are we starting with the Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So this is Jason Ozan of RedRumRadio.com, who does a regular heavy metal radio.
Wow.
Does a little heavy metal thing, does a regular show, plays some heavy metal, and chooses a Cyndi Lauper love song.
I'll take it in Justin's stead.
Somebody has to, but the choice was, I don't know if it was a surprising choice, but I'm going to let you go ahead and tell me why you chose the song.
Well, first of all, I think Cindy's kind of been a very underrated singer. Everybody just thinks of her as like that old school 80s pop singer overall. I think she has an amazing voice, and I think she really hit on it with this song right here in a timeless classic as far as love songs go. I mean, what are you laughing
at?
No,
what I'm laughing at is because in my iTunes, I sometimes have stragglers that I've made up album names for. And
And
this is off of the fictitious album, The Booby Acoustic, Songs That You Can Almost Tolerate by Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, God.
Almost, huh?
Almost.
So yeah, please to finish the intro of this timeless song.
Well, you know, like she said, the cover value, it's been covered a million times, so that makes it a classic instantaneously. If you want to go ahead and roll it, folks, here it is. Cyndi Lauper bringing you Time After Time. You're on the Cyndi Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. We'll be back.
Nice. That was a great impression of me.
secondhand unwind. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be
You know you love it.
Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. And as I was telling Jason while it was playing, I have heard that song done so badly so many times at karaoke, it probably colors my opinion of it. But it is a good song, and she is a talented artist. And so I can see, you know, I'm not going to impugn your choice at all.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, any more
than I already have, obviously. But how's that song? I mean, you kind of explained it, but is that song special to you, or is it just that you like the song?
Not necessarily. It's just one that when you said favorite love songs, I put together a whole criteria of things. My own opinion of the song,
yeah.
How timeless it's been, and how often it's been tried to be duplicated.
Okay.
Karaoke, for instance, or cover tunes, you know. And just the overall, does it have the message of being in love? Not like I guess the best way to put it is, you know, not those songs that are like, I want to gush all over you and love you and kiss you and blah, blah, blah. This is kind of a more subdued message.
Okay. That makes sense. Ray, what do you think of the choice of Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time?
I've heard it too many times.
Yeah.
Still a good song.
Yeah.
He's heard it time after time.
He has. Time after time. It's still the same song. Heather.
I love that song. I'd never get tired of it. I think it's gorgeous.
Colin.
I'm not as keen on it, but
yeah,
I think Jason put a lot more thought into this than I did.
He obviously did, and not getting as much support from the guys in the room, but that's okay. That's just fine.
It's love songs.
He won over the one girl, and that's all he had to do. I was remiss. We didn't get an opinion of Ray's nice little choice of a song. Colin?
I could barely hear it, so.
Heather!
It sounded like the old school.
Yeah, a little
metal.
Bit of old school hair metal.
I liked it. I liked the sound of it. Yeah. I couldn't really hear the words, but I liked the sound of it.
Jason?
First thought was the singer sounded a bit like Bruce Dickinson.
Yes.
There you go, then. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back around the room. So we're going to give Jason two.
Oh, boy.
And are we going with the Journey song?
Yeah, we might as well. You got it ready.
Yeah, I'll get that ready. Why don't you explain your choice of this song?
All right.
Journey, though, being so much back in the forefront thanks to Glee.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I think you don't watch the show Glee.
I don't watch a lot of TV, though.
Well, I would recommend Glee, but I would also recommend starting with season one so you know what the hell's going on.
Okay.
But with that said, go ahead and set up this set the song up.
Yeah, all right. I couldn't go through a love song thing without actually throwing some Journey in there. Steve Perry, the boy, the man, you know, unfortunately not with them anymore, but still had that awesome voice.
But they have that Asian kid who's like a carbon copy.
He really kind of is, isn't he? It's scary, but I had to go to the original on this one. Journey's Open Arms, you know, classic love tune. And again, very simple message. Plays, I'm going to tear up now. No, seriously. My second pick here, Journey's Open Arms. Enjoy. We'll be back here shortly.
Lying beside here is with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sail on together, drifted apart, and here you are by my side. So now I can
Classic Rock 98.1 KKFM, Colorado's only real classic rock. Journey. Open Come Arms. Suddenly, yeah, yeah, I feel like it's...
Who over 30 didn't slow dance to that song at one point in their life?
Suddenly it's 2002 and I'm sitting in that crappy studio playing like five songs an hour because everything's 5 minutes long. Mercifully short on the Journey, thank God. So there, bluntly, I am not a fan of Journey. However, not a bad song. Yes, fits the criteria of love. So if you want to defend it a little bit more.
I don't have to defend shit.
Fair enough. Fine with me. Ray, what do you think?
Oh, brings back memories.
Yeah.
Classic song.
Yeah. So that's why you're sitting there weeping.
Yes.
Okay.
Tears are running down my eyes.
That's right. Heather?
It makes me want to sing. I love that song.
Yeah. Colin?
I like it.
That's about as high praise as you're going to get out of Colin. Right.
Thanks, Colin.
Like I was saying earlier, I'm pretty sure it's on the heavy metal soundtrack. And
yeah,
that was one of the first albums I bought on my own.
Yeah. So it also has a bit of a special place in your heart.
A bit.
Yeah. Just a tiny little bit. Did you ever come up with another song, Ray?
I do, but I don't know if I can play this.
Yeah.
I can try again, but...
I don't know if we want to.
No, we don't.
What's the title?
Dim Sum Girl.
Dim Sum Girl.
Yes.
Dim Sum Girl by who?
Notorious MSG.
Nice. I'll tell you what. I'm going to skip to Heather and we'll see if we can find it in the interim. Dim Sum Girl.
Should I pick a long song then?
No, it doesn't take long to find these things. But Heather's love songs. Now you got to pick one, so you're gonna have to give the rest a shout out as honorable mention.
Okay.
So give us the honorable mentions because you brought over a longer list than I said to.
I know, but that's just because I needed stuff to pick from because my mind changes every 2 seconds.
Right. Right.
So all right. So. The honorable mentions would be I Wanna Hold Your Hand by The Beatles.
Ooh, good one. Hold Your Hand.
Insatiable by Darren Hayes. Beautiful Mess by Diamond Rio. Just Like a Fool by The Robins.
Now,
it's kind of a falling out of
love. That's falling out of love. But also, isn't Open Arms kind of a out of love song as well?
Yes, it is.
She's gone, but she's still come back. Okay, so I didn't catch that. I thought he was still waiting for her.
Now that you've come back.
Okay. But Just Like a Fool by the Robins. Now, I met Carl Gardner, who's the lead singer of the Robins and the Coasters, and asked him about the song. This is one of his favorite songs of all time, too.
Right. I was very
so just as an honorable mention, because I am running the board and I love the song.
Just like a fool.
Listen to the passion. It was the backside of Smokey Joe's Cafe. I have the Spark 45 up in my closet. I love that song immensely.
That's a great song. Great song.
So better than an honorable mention, but not necessarily a love song.
Yeah, and I realized that after I was listening to it this morning, but I had to put it on the list because I love that song.
More like a cathartic we've broken up and I still love you song.
Yeah, pretty much. See,
okay.
Now I'm left with the bottom three and it's hard to pick.
Yeah.
So.
You're going to have to.
I know. So, okay. Falling Into You by Sebastian Bach. Is honorable mention.
Okay.
Which it's from his second solo album, which is so much better than the first. It's actually it actually sounds like Skid Row.
Okay.
I think that's why I like it. So now I have to pick. Oh my God.
You have a choice to make.
Four or six. Which one should I play? Just give me a number.
Six.
Okay. So number four would be the last honorable mention, and that's Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers.
Oh, I love that song.
Yes.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
It's a great song. But since Colin told me to play number six, we're doing it.
Play it on me.
It's got a 5-second intro, so play it when you're ready. This is I Get a Kick Out of You by Frank Sinatra, the Son of Cheese, Half Hour Power Hour.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the bop type refrain. I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, 'twould bore me terrific. Perfectly too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing
there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying too high with some gal in the sky. My idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying too high with some gal in the sky. Is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, yes, I get a kick, yes, I get a kick out of you.
Chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, Heather's choice there.
No.
We've already played that.
Fine.
Now, we were talking about that maybe not being a love song, more of a love unrequited song. So, bit of a fail on your part, but still, it's a great little song. Colin, what'd you think?
I'm not that keen on Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
I like him.
Yeah.
As Mr. Blue Eyes.
Mr. Blue Eyes. Jason.
It's Frankie, man. Yeah. Gotta love him.
Hard to go wrong. Of course, there was that guy at karaoke that used to think he could do every Frank Sinatra song.
I think that's why it took me so long to actually decide I liked Sinatra.
Yeah.
Was because of him.
Yeah. But back to Ray. Ray had chosen a clever little food-oriented song, also a love song, apparently. And you've already told us what it is, so I'll just go right into it. The Notorious MSG from 2004 from the album Die Hungry.
Oh, yes.
Dim Sum Girl. Dim Sum Girl.
Yo, this song goes out to all you sexy girls who push that dim sum card all over the world. You know who you are, babies. You work so hard that we love you so much. Check it out, yo. It's been so long since I see you smile. Looking so good coming down that aisle with a sexy dress and a little dim sum. Make me crazy when I order chow fun. People, they telling me that I shouldn't bother with a lady like you. You rock my world, yes you. My dim sum girl, watching, waiting for you, baby, to tell me that I'm the guy for you and that you wanna be my lady.
You don't have to pay me back.
You will see that I will always be the one who makes fly lights for you for all eternity.
Dim sum girl. Driving me crazy. You used to be so sweet. Now you're treating me so sour. It's not the same without you, girl. Please, just give me one more chance. In the
at noon, at night, I think about you and it feels so right. So happy when you look my way. When I talk to you, you make my day. I see the tear in your eye. Please, my baby, don't you cry. Tomorrow is a whole new day. Let's me and you sing karaoke together forever. That's the way it's got to be. Please make my dream come true so I can live my fantasy. Oh, say that you'll be mine. You know it's a matter of time. Come eat my rice with your chopstick and leave the spoon behind.
On two fronts. He wins for the only one that made me dance.
Oh, yeah.
And, wow, not stereotypical at all.
Oh, of course not.
The notorious MSG Dim Sum Girl. Never thought I'd find a girl from northern China.
Oh, yeah.
Made me feel so good. Well, that was... I liked it. I'm gonna keep it, and I'm going to play it. Jason, what do you think?
Oh, thumbs up. That was great.
Definitely. Heather?
Awesome.
Yep. Colin?
It helped me make my decisions. So,
yeah, good.
I liked it. It was really good.
All right. So you do have one.
Three
have
remaining. Couple, yeah, but...
Three remain, so two honorable mention and one will play. So why don't you give us the honorable mentions first?
Okay. First honorable mention is Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Great song. Great song. Also one of those that I think it's almost a nice little embodiment of that feeling of being in love, especially early on for the first time.
And the video really shows Freddie Mercury as...
the giant queen that he was?
Yes, he was.
All right.
I never saw the video. Then.
No, I don't think I did either.
He's all clad in leather.
Well.
Oh, yes. No, I do.
Okay. That. And then second is A Sinful Life by Timbuk3.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and do The Most Beautiful Girl by Flight of the Conchords.
A Flight of the nice pull.
That you are the most beautiful girl in the room, in the whole wide room. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three good-looking girls on the street. Yeah,
depending on the street.
And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing at my mate's place? How did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like this? Good one, Dave.
Ooh, you're a legend, Dave.
I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I say, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says it doesn't matter, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low.
to clear. I do my moves, I do my dance moves. Just me and you, and seven other dudes around you on the dance floor. I draw you near, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a cabana. I can't believe that I'm sharing a cabana with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen. A tree or a high class prostitute.
You're so beautiful.
You could be a part-time model.
You probably still have to keep your normal job.
A part-time model.
Spend a part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me.
The Concords can absolutely do no wrong. We know that. Nice poll there, Colin.
Thanks.
Most beautiful girl in the room by the Flight of the Concords. And funny. I mean, I like them. I like them a lot. Jason, what'd you think?
That was pretty good. Yeah.
Ray.
Very nice.
Heather.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. And why again did you pick that song?
I like the funny.
Yeah.
I
so like you wanted to bring stuff. The funny.
Yep.
So it's the love song edition of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Probably a little tedious if we came across some songs that perhaps you didn't like there, dear listener. But hey, you know, if you've stuck with us this long, which you probably haven't. But if you have, it's almost over. The next episode will probably be slightly better. However, I'm going to close with my second choice. Honorable mention, another song, and you can laugh if you want, but Garth Brooks, Calling Baton Rouge. Because
that's a great song.
In the pre-cell phone era, if that does not encapsulate that completely butterfly-y feeling of, holy shit, I got to stop and talk to her again, of, you know, like that new, like just really early on new relationship feeling, that really, it's a great song because it just perfectly embodies that. But I'm going to leave you with a song from the early 60s. It was written by Lieber and Stoller, and it was pretty much a one-hit wonder. It wasn't really a hit, so it was really very obscure. It was included as a female vocal on the Smokey Joe's Cafe soundtrack, but this is the original. It's done by Sammy Turner, who was a soul singer from the late 50s and early 60s, and the final song in the love song edition of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour is Falling.
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 When I'm by your side, and I look a little star behind, darling, do you get the message? I'm falling in love with you. If I stumble when I take when I try to talk, darling, do you get the message? I'm falling, falling in love with you. If I don't quite know just what to say, and I'm acting in a silly way, that's the way of all Valentine's.
locked in place. I love you is written on.